Hello, world. Thank you for tuning in to the PsyEffect Radio Show. Psy Fox here. I want to thank you all for hanging out with me today. I know you could be anywhere in the world, but you chose to hang out with me, and for that, I thank you. Don't forget to check out the show's website. You can go to www.thepsyeffectradioshow.com, and let's connect via social media. Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. And also, don't forget to sign up for the blog so you can keep up with the show, the guests, and of course, yours truly, your girl, me. Also, you can listen to the show live by calling 657-383-1788. So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can call on your phone if you're not near a computer. You can dial 657-383-1788 to listen to the show live. So what's your excuse now? Huh? What? Today's guest is Product. Well, you may remember them by the name of Product G&B. You don't remember that name? They were the hottest thing out there in, what, 2000, 2001? And they are now known as Ghetto and Blues. The R&B duo is made up of Sincere Gabbano and Marvin Moore. And the melodic duo was once the prodigies of Wyclef Jean and affiliated with the refugee camp, as well as part of Clive Davis' J Records roster. After their debut in 1998, Sincere and Marvin Moore have lent their vocals to numerous of tracks and have aided in the success of several singles and albums. But let me play a little snippet of the song you may be remembering them by. Hold on. Now that you've heard the old, let me let Sincere and Marvin introduce you to the new joint.
Hi, this is Ghetto and Blues. My name is Marvin Moore. Shout out to everyone who produced this track, and they know. Sincere Gabbano, Ghetto and Blues. You on the side, back to side. One of the music is right here. It's called On the Block, Beach Block. You know.
Around, don't know where the daddy's at.
Get it.
When you're out here on the block. Mama coming home late. Barely making a play. You're out here on the block. When you're short $200 and a first on Monday. On the block, block. Oh, yeah.
I'm in the middle of the block. No hope, no feeling on the block. Police still sitting on the block. One night, two killers on the block. Tell me why the pain don't stop. Black boys getting killed by the cop. No choice, sell drugs, we drop. And a finisher fail or box. Mama can't cope no more. Cause my daddy ain't home no more. Fuck class, no school no more. On the block where I sold that raw. Please, Father God, now I beg for forgiveness. We were so hungry, we needed some dinner. Started off good, then we turned into sinners. Place at the table, I broke bread with killers. Why they left me on the block? Somebody get me off the block. But they get me on the block. Damn,
you're out here on the block. Kids run around, don't know where their daddy's at. When you're out here on the block. Mama coming home late. Barely making a play. When you're out here on the block. Coming home late, barely
making a play. You're out here on the block, chasing the money.
Welcome, Sincere and Marvin, to the Side Effect Radio Show. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Now, you guys gave us this hit single, Maria Maria, with Carlos Santana, and it seems like you guys just up and disappeared. What happened?
We went on tour in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the record actually came out in 2000, but we went on tour for a while and in Europe and just, you know, collecting ourselves and just, you know, finding out our sound that we want to really break the world. You know, sometimes artists, does it happens to artists, you know what I mean? And then you get caught up because politics and stuff like that. So we had to deal with a lot of those issues.
Okay.
The business has taken us through a journey where now we're seasoned and we know what sound and what we want to be.
Right, right. Now, the music industry has changed a lot since you guys debuted your first single. How has that affected your comeback?
Well, no, we're not involved. Well, I just think it's just more long term. I just think throughout time, you know, some of the music, you know, has changed a lot. But for us, I think it's opened up the door and the lane for us because a lot of music now has the auto tune, or you know, it's not really sonically what people are used to and what we call real original old school singing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we just bring that old school real feel back with just a new sound. And even though we are who we are, we still have to stay relevant and keep up with the times. So we just, you know, mixed and matched our music and just came out with what we wanted from the heart. Now the people are starting to accept it. So I think it's just everything happens in time.
Now
and we're really good at adapting.
Okay.
And evolving.
Right. And that's the name of the game in any business, right?
For real.
Now, you guys were the product G&B back in the days. You came back with Ghetto and Blues. Why the name change?
It's not even a name change. Ghetto and Blues stands for G&B.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the product is just a product. You know what I mean? We are the product of our environment. And we just took off the product and just added G&B, just left the G&B. Because everywhere we went, people always kind of mess up the name. They call it Project G&B or something else. You know what I mean? So we just wanted to make it a little easier for them to just, you know, they always got the G&B right. They don't know what G&B stands for.
Right.
Get on Blues. But we just took off the product and just left the G&B.
Okay. Now, you're...
So really saying.
Now, what a lot of people don't know is that you guys are 3-time Grammy winners. Can you tell us the projects you worked on that, you know, got you that Grammy?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we co-wrote Maria Maria with Wyclef. We helped that whole situation, production, everything. And the record won Best Pop Vocal Duo Group. And it won Best Album of the Year and Best Writing on an album. So,
nice.
Grammy. So we Grammy because of writers and artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Now, you guys came back strong like you never left with a dope track called On the Block. Tell us how that came about.
On the Block came from the heart. On the Block came from what we call CPST. Corruption, poverty, struggle, and triumph.
Mm.
And On the Block is just a product. It was a song. Like, you know, that's why we just call it a product, because that's our music. That we were the product. We put products out. And there's a lot of people all over the world that have not, you know. it's a big, small part. Streets is a small part of the world that's rich. So we just talked about a little bit what goes on in the day-to-day communities all over the world, whether it's police brutality, mothers struggling, drugs, you know, just whatever's going on. That's what the block talks about, because a lot of different things go on the block, goes on the block.
To elaborate on that, Di, I mean, you know, right now, in media, period, you see a lot of police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of gun violence. You see a lot of, you know, people talking about Black Lives Matter and life, all lives matter. And, you know, the real reality that happens in the ghetto. You know what I mean? You come to the ghetto and you see what's going on, you'll understand life really quick. You know, and when does it stop? When do gun violence stop? When do police brutality stop? So
yeah.
We decided to talk about it and put it in our music.
And it's definitely a much needed track to have right now with everything that's going on within not only the community but the entire world. It's crazy out there.
It's crazy
in them streets. Who have you guys been listening to when you know, during your hiatus? What music, what artists out there now that you find that's dope that you possibly want to work with one day?
Oh, we should say, this mom should say, shout out to every artist that's out there working,
mm-hmm.
actually doing something, because it's not at all. But there's a lot of new talent. Like, you got Bruno Mars, you have Weeknd. We could do a song with Earth, Wind & Fire, and then do a song with a rap on, like M.O.P. So we can versatile. So, and then we can go to Germany and go to Calypso and just do a whole Caribbean song.
Nice.
So, I mean, our style varies. You know what I mean? Like, before that, we had a song with Funkmaster Flex called Here We Go, Yo. And that went gold in mostly, like, the Caribbean area of the world. So, you know, we're versatile. So, it's like, to name a few artists, we'll kind of be just on G and ourselves, because we could probably do a song with almost everybody. You know, that's just the way we do music.
Well, me personally, this is here speaking. As far as current artists, I like Drake. I like Future. I like the new kid. What's his name? Bryson Tiller.
Bryson Tiller. Mm-hmm.
I like Future. Yeah. I like his sound. He's good. I like it.
Yeah.
I like The Weeknd. I like cats who's trying to be innovative and really putting it out there. So I like those sounds today.
It seems like you guys' fan base was just sitting there waiting for you guys to come back. You're still getting the same kind of love that you had before you left. That's crazy.
We love you. Appreciate it.
That's awesome,
yeah,
man.
We appreciate it. Yeah.
Now, when can we expect...
Did you check out the video, Ty?
Yeah. It's dope. I love it.
Thank you.
When Angie sent me the release, I was like, oh my God, I miss these guys. I fell in love instantly, instantly all over
Thank
again.
You.
So, you know, I'm a fan
Thank
for
you,
life.
God. Thank you, God.
Now,
so talk to them, Scott. Let them know, come to the website. You got to come to the www.getemblues.com. Come to the website. So, this is what we're doing. We learn to the way to business. So, trying to maximize it. Always shout out and brand out Get 'Em Blues. So that's very important to us. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna say it again. You said GetEmBlues.com, but I'm hearing them. It's not like he's going out.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I was gonna ask
Blues.
You to say it again.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Again, GetEmBlues.com, and you can catch us on Instagram at Ghetto, the letter N and Blues.
Cool.
And so. Definitely. Yeah.
Now, before I let you guys go, when can we expect the EP to drop?
I would say early summer.
Okay.
Around this time. You should expect that. But you're definitely going to get some more music, some more hotness in G&B.
Oh.
We ain't going nowhere. We're back. We're here. Let's get it.
Thank you. I think you guys are going to save R&B music, son. You breathe some life. You guys was breathing life. It was on life support. Now we can take a deep breath real quick.
I love you, Sal. You're crazy.
Matt, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I'm glad you guys are back on the scene. Sincere and Marvin, I do appreciate you guys coming on the show. I'm going to blast your music. Like I said, I'm a fan from here on out. Don't disappear on me again because I'm going to have to hunt you down. And one more again before I let you go, tell them how to connect with you guys in Cyber World. One more time.
It's ghettoandblues.com, and you can catch us on Instagram at ghetto, the letter N, blues, GMB. And GMB TV. GMB TV YouTube.
Thank you guys for tuning into the show tonight. I hope you enjoyed the interview as much as I did. Remember, you can catch me here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also connect with me on the SideEffectRadioShow.com and follow me everywhere. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I think my Snapchat is finally up there. Follow me, let's connect, and send me a message. If you follow me, let me know so I can follow back. All right? Until next time, continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.